Chapter 5, Section 2, The Dangers of Past Success. One significant problem around making a choice usually stems from past success and the comfort it brings. We had an existing photo service along with other lines of business which generated a decent revenue. We were comfortably profitable and life was pretty easy. Would it not be better for me to just continue doing what we were doing? Why rock the boat? I'd be taking a risk changing the course we were on. However, I had recently watched another company fail to manage change and was acutely aware of the dangers of not taking a risk. That company was Kodak. Being an online photo service, I had a ringside seat to the fundamental shift happening in the image market between 2000 to 2005. The photo had been seen as something with value to customers due to its costs in terms of time and money to produce the visit to the photo lab, the cost of processing and the wait for it to be delivered via the post. Film was at the center of this, and the only thing more annoying than waiting for it to be processed was not having enough film to take that next shot on holiday. Many times in the past, I had to make choices over which picture I took due to a limited number of shots left. However, the image and the film were really just components to delivering my overall need, which was sharing my experiences. The image was also evolving from analog film to a new digital world in which I could take pictures and delete the ones I didn't like. I might have a limit in terms of memory card, but I could always download to a computer and share with others. There was no film processing required. I've created a map for that changing landscape in Figure 48, and as I go through more of my experience with the Kodak story, then I'll make references to that map. The old world was one of analog film, point one below. Sharing a moment was about sitting on the sofa with friends and family and passing the photo album. The film itself needing some mechanism of fulfillment such as the photo lab. However, the camera industry was rapidly becoming commodity with good enough disposable cameras. The analog world of images was also changing to one which was more digital, point two. Digital still cameras, DSC, have developed from cameras, point three, and were becoming more common. I could share an image by simply emailing it to others. Kodak had led the charge into this brave new world with early research in the mid-1970s, but somehow it also seemed to be losing ground to others such as Sony and Canon. See Figure 48, How Images Were Changing. For more details. The growth of digital images and the spread of the internet had enabled the formation of online photo services. These provided simple ways of printing out your images along with easier means for sharing with others. There was a very noticeable shift occurring from printing to sharing. You could create social networks to share images about hobbies or instead share with a close circles of friends. One of the early pioneers in this space was Ofoto, which had been acquired by Kodak in 2001. The messaging of Kodak had also changed around that time. It became more about sharing experiences and moments. However, Kodak wasn't the only competitor in the space, and unlike many others, Kodak seemed to have a problem in that it made significant revenue from film processing. I've shown this problem in Figure 49 with the rise of online photo services, point 4, and the inertia created by fulfillment, point 5. See Figure 49, The Rise of Online Photo Services. For more details. Whilst it had a strong position in digital still cameras and online photo services, Kodak didn't seem to be maximizing this. Others were quickly catching up and overtaking. I can only assume that the inertia created by its past success with film was significant. I suspect there was opposition to the change within the organization. I'll guess the usual sort of lines of digital is just small fry, photos are the real business, this will cannibalize our business, were trotted out. To an outside observer, it certainly seemed that Kodak was in conflict with itself. The first signs of this were already apparent in the late 90s with the release of the Advantix camera system, a curious blend of digital camera which produced film for processing. A somewhat odd attempt to have the digital world but still keep the analog, it's the new but just like the old. There were also conflicting messages coming out of Kodak despite its messaging. Whilst one part of the organization seemed to pushing digital, another part seemed to be resisting. Finally, in 2003, Kodak had introduced the EasyShare Printer Dock 6000 that enabled consumers to produce Kodak photo prints at home from digital images. When I first heard of this, it felt as though Kodak had finally overcome its inertia through a compromise between the fulfillment and the digital business, point 6 in figure 50 below. The future was one of a self-contained Kodak system from digital still camera to online service to photo printer. But there was a problem here. Camera phones had emerged combining the two value chains of the mobile phone and the digital still camera. Already, on our online site we had witnessed the rapid growth of images taken with camera phones, point 7. See figure 50, the solution and its doom. For more details. These camera phones were still uncommon but they seemed to herald a future where people would take pictures with their phones and share online. Today, few people call them camera phones, we just call them mobile phones. It's assumed that every mobile phone is a camera. Back then, however, it was clear there was no mass market future for print, only a niche compared to an enormous market of shared digital images. It seemed as though Kodak had overcome its inertia through a compromise which meant investing in exactly where the future market wasn't going to be. By early 2005, from our perspective then the future of the entire industry from fulfillment to photo printers to cameras to film to digital still cameras, point 8, was starting to look grim. See figure 51, the end of the analog world. For more details. For us, the future of pictures looked more like figure 52 and printed photos were barely worth mentioning unless you intended to specialize in a profitable niche. See figure 52, a future picture. For more details. In any choice I was going to make, I had to be careful of inertia and past success. Simply standing where we were might be the comfortable option but it didn't mean we would have a rosy future. Our fraught issues around our parents' photo service could grow if we embraced a camera phone future as this would put us in direct conflict with its core DSC business. However, Kodak was a clear example of what could go wrong if you didn't move fast enough into the future, allowed inertia to slow you down or compromised by placing the bets in the wrong place. But maybe there was another future we could find, but how far into the future should we peek?